This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Al Sebring, S-E, be like a boy, R-I-N-G, date of birth April 2nd, 1949. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Sebring. He was hospitalized from November 13th through the 16th this year due to severe pneumonia. He actually had a cold for several weeks prior to becoming very weak. He had fallen several times, and the last time he fell, he was unable to get up, and his neighbor was unable to help as well as his family member. So they called 911 and took him to Sheridan Hospital. And he did receive IV antibiotics, and by Saturday, he started feeling quite a bit better. Head was clearer, chest felt better, the cough was better. He was found to be in atrial fib in the hospital, so he was started on Eliquis and metoprolol, and he'll be having a cardiologist consultation soon for further evaluation. Currently, he's feeling much better. He preferred to do telemedicine due to being so sick, and it's only 2 days after discharge. So he's doing telemedicine visit today. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He doesn't feel irregular heartbeat at this time. Shortness of breath and cough are improving slowly. And urine is clear, no change in amount, and no cloudiness or blood. Medications, he was discharged home on Zithromax and a cephalosporin antibiotic. Also, the Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day. He's still on lisinopril, 40 milligram at bedtime, and hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram in the morning. He's on Lantus insulin, Tradjenta, allopurinol, Niaspan, Zetia, and Synthroid. Physical exam, the only vital sign he could get for us today is weight, and that was 216 pounds. And labs, the last labs he had done in the hospital were done on 11-16. Of 24, and creatinine was 2.29. Estimated GFR was 30. On 11-15, creatinine 2.71, GFR 25. 11-14, creatinine 2.66, GFR 25. 11-13, creatinine is 1.81, GFR 39. All levels are higher than usual for him. His usual creatinine level is 1.3 to 1.5. But it is slowly improving, and he is feeling better. Troponin levels were normal. On 11-16, sodium is 135, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 19, calcium is 8.1, but the corrected level is normal because albumin is 2.4, so calcium is in the 9s. Lactic acid level done on admission, 11-13, 1.78. That was in the normal range. Troponin levels were normal at that time. CBC on 11-16, we have a normal white count, 5.3. Hemoglobin, 10.3. Normal platelets. On admission, white count was 12.1. Hemoglobin, 12.6. Normal platelets. And he had increased neutrophils. Urinalysis had moderate blood noted, and also 30-plus protein was noted. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease following a severe pneumonia and 3-day hospitalization in Sheridan Hospital. We are going to repeat labs in December to check for return to baseline, hopefully. If it does not return to baseline, we will probably be checking labs monthly for a while. And we will let the patient know. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, hypertension. And 4, new onset of atrial fibrillation found while hospitalized. And cardiology consultation is to be arranged by your office. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.